The second of the Zohar Parashat Mishnah Aleph: Ein ma'amidim behema b'pundako shel goyim. It's also to keep your animal by an inn which goyim stay by. Mipnei shechashudin al harabia, because goyim are suspect on rabia to have relations with an animal. This is also for a goy. As the pasuk says, v'hayu lebasar echad, a male and a female should become one basar, as opposed to becoming one basar with a behema. And by keeping your animal there, you're being mashal the goy and are over on lefnei iver lo zitei michshol. And an isha should not seclude herself with a guy, as a guy is suspect to be over on arayas. Now, even though yichud is also even with the Yisrael, there are times when it would be mutter to be miyachud with the Yisrael, for example, if his wife was with him, but it's also to be miyachud with the guy, even in such a case. And even a male should not seclude himself with a guy, as a guy is suspect on murder. Now, even though we didn't give this time why an isha cannot be miyachid with a guy, that's because it's much more likely that a guy would kill a male than a female. V'as Yisrael lo tiyaled et ha-nachris. V'pnei she-meyaled et ben la-vodazor. A Bas Yisrael should not help a nachris give birth, because by doing so, she is helping to give birth to a son that might serve Avodazor. Now, that's only she's not getting paid for it. But if the Goya offers her money to help her give birth, in such a case, the Bas Yisrael is allowed to do so, and otherwise it would cause Eva, it would cause resentment, if even when she is receiving money, she refuses to help her give birth. Avo nachris mealed es Bas Yisrael. But you're allowed to let a nachris help a Bas Yisrael give birth, but that's only if people are watching to make sure that the nachris does not kill the child. Bas Yisrael lo tanik b'na shel nachris. A Bas Yisrael should not nurse the son of a Goya, for the same reason we gave before, and she should not help raise a child that might serve Avodah Zarah. Avo nachris manika b'na shel Yisraelis b'reshusa. But you're allowed to let a nachris nurse the son of a Yisraelis, as long as it is done in the reshus of the Yisrael. The nachris could nurse the child only within the property of the Yisrael, but not in her own property, as maybe she would kill the child. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Mitzrapin mehen ripoy mamon, avo lo ripoy nefashos. You're allowed to get medical attention from a geisha veterinarian for your mamon, for your animals, but you're not allowed to get medical attention from a geisha doctor for nefashos, for yourself or for your family, and the geisha doctor cannot be trusted. Now, that's only to receive actual medical attention. But to get medical advice from a guy would be mutter, as he would be afraid to give you false information, as he'll think, just like you're asking him, maybe he'll ask somebody else, and if he lies to you, he'll be found out. The aim is Dapra Mehen B'chol Makom, Divrei Rabbi Meir. You're not allowed to receive a haircut from a guy, no matter where he's giving you the haircut, even in a public area, according to Rabbi Meir, as we're afraid that the guy will slit your throat with a razor. The Chachamim Aimrim B'rishus HaRabim Mutter. Avolo beino lebeino. The Chachamim say it would be mutter to get a haircut from a guy in a public thoroughfare, as he would not kill you in a public area, but in a secluded area, it's also to get a haircut from a guy. Now, that which is also to get a haircut from a guy, that's only if you're not looking in the mirror. But if while he is giving you the haircut, you are looking in a mirror and showing great concern that he is giving you a proper haircut, in such a case, it would be mutter to get a haircut from a guy, as since he sees that you show great concern in your appearance, he will think you're a prominent person, and he will be afraid to kill you.